Mugside, the Opaka Coffee Podcast. If you're someone who drinks coffee every day but feels like you're missing something in the experience, this is for you. We're here to help you slow down, taste deeper, and brew better. Opaka Coffee was created to help coffee lovers elevate their daily cup into a full sensory ritual, engaging your taste, smell, sight, sound, and even touch. Think of us as your guide through the world of specialty coffee at home.
Yeah, Opaka isn't just another coffee brand. They're really leaning into this idea of being a companion, a guide, helping you cut through the confusion and actually enjoy your coffee more, whether that's through education, curated beans, or sensorial moments.
Exactly. So today we're diving into how Opaka is doing that. What makes them different? Why are they launching this podcast? And most importantly, how can it help you make your morning cup less of a habit and more of a ritual? You know that feeling, right? Standing in front of a wall of coffee bags at the store. Part of you is excited, but mostly it's just a lot. You want something great at home, consistently, but it still feels kind of mysterious.
Right, and that's the whole point of what Opaka is trying to do. They want to help you make sense of it all, not just sell beans, but actually guide you, teach you, invite you to savor more.
It taps into that bigger trend too, people wanting more mindfulness, taking everyday things and making them more intentional.
Exactly. So let's start with who Opaka is talking to. They're focused on people who already brew coffee at home. Maybe they've dabbled in specialty or organic, but want to go deeper, learn more, get better at it.
So not total beginners, but not pros either. That middle group of passionate home brewers who want to level up.
Exactly. And Opaka's built their whole offering around solving three big pain points those people face. One, they feel overwhelmed. Too many choices, and no clear way to pick something that actually suits them.
That's the coffee aisle paralysis. Been there?
So they built a tool, the Discover Your Coffee Match Quiz. It's meant to cut through the noise and match you to beans that align with your sensory preferences.
Smart. What else?
Second problem, lack of confidence. People enjoy good coffee, but they don't always feel sure they're brewing it right or that they can pick out the subtle flavors.
Yeah, like when someone says, oh, you can really taste the jasmine, and you're just like, tastes like coffee?
Exactly. So Opaka focuses a lot on education. Brew guides, flavor decoding, tips to build your skills and confidence over time.
So it's product plus support and learning.
Right. And then the third big challenge, coffee just becoming automatic, mindless, like gulping it down while checking your inbox?
Ooh, that hits a little too close to home.
Same. So the idea is to flip that, help you slow down, and make it a small daily ritual. Something sensory, something you actually feel.
And that brings us to this podcast, Mugside. This is part of how they're delivering on that promise.
Exactly. They call it your new favorite brew companion. It's not just about talking at you, it's about creating a guided, immersive experience, helping you connect with your coffee more deeply.
And the name Mugside, it feels casual, right? Like you're just chatting over coffee with someone.
Totally. And each episode focuses on a different theme, from brewing techniques and flavor decoding to coffee rituals, origins, and sustainability.
So it's a mix of practical, educational, and emotional content for the connoisseurs and the curious learners alike.
And they're planning to include stories from the community, expert interviews, and interactive content too. So it's not just a one-way thing.
Nice. Creates that sense of connection, like we're all part of the same journey.
And it's all connected. It's a full ecosystem designed to support your coffee ritual.
I like that. So it's not just content for the sake of content. It's content with purpose.
Exactly. And when you land on their site, you'll see that quiz front and center, and of course, subscriptions for convenience.
And all of it, right down to their sourcing, is aligned with those values. Organic, fair trade, intentionality.
Exactly. But what really stands out is how they're encouraging you to use all your senses. The smell of fresh grounds, the sound of the grinder, the feel of the mug in your hands, the color and texture of the brew, even the warmth as it cools.
So coffee isn't just a flavor. It's a full body experience.
That's the idea. Reconnecting with the process, being present for the little things, turning the routine into something a little magical.
So if you're listening and wondering how to start, maybe it's as simple as this. Pause before your first sip. Take a breath. Smell it. Feel the cup. Notice what it's doing to your senses. That alone might shift your morning. And that's what Opaka is really about, guiding you back to that moment. All right, that's it for today's episode. We'll be back next week with another Brew Companion session, diving deeper into the senses, the stories, and the skills that make great coffee at home. So wherever you are, whatever's in your mug, take a moment to really taste it. We'll be here next week to keep brewing up inspiration, one sip at a time.